fucking son of a bitch. How about that, you damn dick sucker?
Your son's a dick or what, bitch?
I'm not playing no fucking games,
bitch. I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the coin. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Get my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon, evening. Wow, afternoon. I guess it could be afternoon in Hawaii, so fuck you. Yeah, hey, I'm Carlito, host of Madhouse Radio. I am here with Mr. Lovely Milkman. Hey, Milkman. Yay, Milkman. Nice round of applause for Milkman. Oh, something with that motherfucker. That's why I fired him not one time. Hey! Anyway, thank you for listening and being responsible and being here, unlike Milkman. Unless maybe let's check to make sure that laptop is working. Let's see.
Okay, how about now?
Oh, duh, I'm stupid.
Okay, well, if you put the mute button on, you probably can't hear the mute, man.
I put the I ate the mute button. I'm so poor and hungry. I ate the mute button.
Oh, shall we talk here? WETLDT.
Damn.
Hey man, hey, it's good to hear your melodious tones, man. I just want to say, what me spark it up, baby. Let's get this show a rolling.
Oh yeah, just turn it into a whole drug show. That's exactly what this is.
Hey man, hey, nothing wrong with sparks, man.
Drug addicts, I gave that up a long time ago.
I know, that shit's bad for you, man. Where's my lighter?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Hey, if you're listening or watching and you are in the chat room, you should get in the goddamn motherfucker. That's over at prankcallnation.com.
It is chat room.
Prankcallnation.com is what I was trying to say. And over there, there's a chat room. And you can also go to madhouselive.com. We got Request a Prank up there for you, asshole. You can use Request a Prank. Fill out the form. I have assurances that Mr. Enigma himself has fixed it in the SQL code and the and all the code in the C++ and the JavaScript and all that. Yeah,
it did.
Congratulations to Enigma for becoming CCNA certified this week. Yeah.
Who did that? Who got CCNA?
Yeah, Enigma. He got it on his first try.
Fucking wrong, baby. Fucking high 10, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Seriously?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
I was just making that up. Yeah.
Well, I want to work for him then.
There you go. Well, Enigma, obviously, I guess Milkman thinks you should go for your CCNA.
CCNA, dude. Why not, man? He's smart enough.
Whatever. If I would get anything, it would be Security Plus. That, you can get some nice money right there. And that
well, I mean, Security Plus is the entry, but CCNA, dude, you write your own ticket. That's Cisco, man. You know, you're dealing like bank shit, anything, you know? All the high-level stuff.
Man, speaking of Security Plus, you see what happened with the OpenSSL? The big leak? Did you hear about it, man?
No, I haven't, dude. What happened? My head was in the snowbank.
The OpenSSL format had, I guess, some vulnerability that's been in there all along.
No shit!
Yeah. Yeah, and it was like one little line of code that was just borked, and someone at some point noticed and said, you know, this is not, and yeah.
All that 128-bit and all that shit, they ain't worth the fuck, man. Somebody had a key.
It's easily patchable, but, well, basically what happened is you could funk up the way that the sessions saw the size of the data you were sending. So you could send zero data and get back, you know, 64K of data or however much. You could say, this session is going to be a transfer of 1 gigs. And people like, and they'd be like, okay, no problem. Here's 1 gigs for you. And you would just download the full 1 gigs from the other server and not send anything. I think that's how it worked. Anyway, it was a pretty big flaw. And you really, like, I think the list of services is pretty intense. Like Gmail is affected. Facebook. What else did I see in that list? I remember. I think I saw OkCupid. I was like, OkCupid. It was on the list of you know, sites that if you have a password on, change it immediately. And Gmail's one. Facebook, I don't think Twitter was affected. I know I got an email from ProXB and my VPN provider, and they said, don't worry, you're not affected, you never were affected by it. Like,
I got like 32 character password, dude. Well, you don't think that would be affected, would it?
Could be, I would just change it. Pick a new 32, I would do it.
I can change some bits in it, man. Yeah. That'll work, man. Fuck, that sucks.
It's called the heartbleed, I believe, that's what they've called it. Because I saw somebody
writing somewhere, man.
Yeah, it has to do with the heartbeat protocol between server and client with the OpenSSL protocol. That bouncing back and forth.
So it's a version of Keep Alive, yeah.
Kinda. It was a flaw in it. It was just bad coding. And seriously, I thought it's just one fucking line that you can do and it's patched. So everyone's patching it all. Like by now, Facebook, Gmail, everyone patched it. But then like there's speculation, did the NSA know about it all this time? Were they using it as a security hole for snooping? You know how it is. Who knows if there's any legitimacy to that or not, but you gotta have conspiracy on the conspiracy train. Yeah, thank you. I know you love the train whistle. You're a big fan of it, as is Matt, Laugh Track Matt. Okay, hey, I'm moving right along, huh? I was trying to do a tiny chat thing, but no one joined except for Cobra. He got off, so I left it.
Somebody's gonna change my password for me, man. I just went ahead and put my password in there, so one of the guys is gonna fix it for me, bro. Never fear.
Okay. All right.
Our whole room of dysfunks are on the case right now, protecting us as we speak.
Sure. Akers is asking me, where did he get my train whistle from? Well, I got it from a railroad museum here in town, or close to town. But you can get these motherfuckers anywhere. I've seen them in the Smithsonian museums. You can get it online, I'm sure. Not too hard. I'm sure you go to Amazon or eBay and put in wooden train whistle, and you'll find it's got to be an easy one. That's a common old toy, right? Milkman, let's see. Yeah, yes, I will tell you the site to go to, Akers. You go to google.com.
40 Akers, that's right, 40acres.com. Yeah,
that's 40 acres and a mule.
No, 40 Akers, man. Seriously, dude, that place is awesome, man. Look it up, Berkeley.
Oh, is one of those marijuana drug places?
No, it's a cooperative, dude. Everybody cooperates.
Okay,
it's really cool.
I thought it's a place like where you go for you have marijuana.
Oh, fuck no, it's not the best dabbing place in town, man. I mean, you know, you can buy per dab, man. You know, per price per unit, man.
Marijuana like, smoking parties—that's all you're into these days.
Dab it, dab it, dab it, dude.
Okay,
come on.
We're waiting on Mr. Lonesome Loser to join us here, but I do have Request a Prank in front of me. We can do some of those. Let me go ahead and get to that. Thank you.
Moving right along. That's right. Let's get down.
Prior to the show starting, we had some Request a Pranks in there already. Let's go ahead and see if they're any good. Hopefully it's not something stupid.
Hey, did you get that picture I sent you with that phone number on it? Did you see that?
What? Picture?
Remember?
No.
Remember the guy from Mayor?
Mayor. Oh, I didn't get the picture. Can you post the phone number? So what, Milkman? You said there's some weird guy that's running for mayor in San Francisco, and you want
to
get
some fruit, dude. I mean, I really want you to see the picture, man. It's fucking ridiculous, man. It looked like somebody cut his head out, right?
What's his name?
What the fuck? Howard Miller? What the fuck is his name, man? Harold Miller.
Hitler Miller?
Harold.
Harold.
Yeah.
Harold
Miller. Yeah, you don't have the picture?
He's running for mayor?
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll find him. Look, man, there's a website called Google that has all this stuff.
We gotta post a picture, man. This guy, he really looks like he's gonna win, dude. He looks like he's a winner. A wiener.
Hey, it's Brian here. And I'm not able to get to the phone right now. Give you a name and number, and I'll...
Shut the fuck up, Brian, if you're not gonna pick up. I'm seeing he had a website and the domain has expired. It was a two cows domain. Who gets two cows anymore? Two cows. I download Winner from two cows. I trust two cows. All right, we have no answer here. So he looks like a very happy African American man. Milkman, I'm looking at his picture. Hello, motherfucker. All right, Milkman.
Yeah, look, did you see his shoulders, man? Look like somebody like face took and took his cut his face out and then pasted it on.
Yeah, I think he photoshopped his body on like a nicer photoshopped his head.
Looks,
on
a looks, looks like a little midget body, right? Because yeah. Look at the size of his head, dude. It's almost as wide as his own shoulders.
That's fucking retarded.
And that's fucking late. And he even took a marker and marked it up. This is one of his campaign stickers. I accosted there. Acquired.
He didn't even try to fucking airbrush or nothing. He just straight up copy-pasted.
He asked me.
Yeah. Listen, you got that number? I'm waiting on you, pendejo.
Oh, it's right there, man. Look in the...
now it is. You didn't format
Gort.
It.
Yeah, it's in Gort, man. It's in Gort. Sorry,
Milkman,
dude.
You got to learn to format.
I didn't push the X, okay?
No, execution. You have to put plus one. Hey. You got to put plus one in front of these numbers, motherfucker.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, man. Now I had to copy-paste. Making me right click and left click and right click and left click again and go. It's a pain in the ass.
Fuck you, kid.
I want to just click once and click again and it's connected. That's why we blew plus one, motherfucker. It's called format in the motherfucker. Look, man, get with it. Come on, man. He's described as an...
Just Google Harold Miller for San Francisco Mayor 2015. You'll get all the information you need. And leave a message after the tone.
Joke's on him because there's no election in 2015 in San Francisco. I'm kidding. I don't know. That probably is. That'd be funny if there's not. he's described as an unemployed taxi driver, Milkman. Do you know this guy personally?
Dude, I haven't seen him. This guy must be a total card. I've been trying to figure out who he is. Every time I go in there, this asshole leaves you stupid stickers and shit. Like, leaves his campaign pack. So every day, I take and pick it up and I get in the cab and I give it to the office. Somehow he keeps coming back, because every time I give him back, he keeps showing up. So I snagged one while we was off there, and I was off, and I thought, well, fuck, this would be funny. You know, it's like, fuck this game. If he came on the phone, it would be funny.
Yeah, right, yeah. Mr. Trailing Off, yeah. Maybe he can't afford a suit, and that's why he photoshops himself on top of
it. Looks like a little kid though, with a adult's head on it.
No, looks like a little kid made the stupid thing. All right, last week, this guy here was wasted with a friend at a local party in the university. His friend drunkenly threw a bottle of Jose Cuervo Tequila Black on the roof. I should call and ask if they can return it to him. Some suggestions, it was just ordinary Jose Cuervo Tequila. It was Jose Cuervo Black. It's like a $5 difference in price, but... What? Okay, whatever. You got too many ideas, sir. I'll call it. I got something to go with, but don't get all fucking... What is this taco? So, this is the number of the place. And my friend on the roof. Okay. So, they were at a place called Taco John's. I get some kind of late night taco joint, and they were drinking tequila outside, and the friend was, oh, I've never been drunk before. They're probably freshman motherfuckers. And they threw the bottle of Cuervo on top of the roof of the fucking restaurant. Very classy of you. What university is this? Is this some bullshit university? Where do you go? It's California? You probably go to Berkeley with Milkman.
Yeah, Berkeley, man.
Wisconsin. No, Berkeley, they're actually smart. They just smoke a lot of pot.
Fucking A, dude. They got some smart, good-looking chicks, man. You ought to go over to this place called the Turkish Kitchen, man. Check out this woman there, man. Woo-wee! She's a...
It's in Wisconsin. That's horrible. Why would you want to go to college in Wisconsin, where the winter is the best 8 months of the fucking year? Yeah. Great. I'm going to go to... Wouldn't you want to go to, like, Florida and shit? California.
That place is cold, man. It's like right by Minnesota. You remember when I went to Minnesota?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I got up here, dude. I come back from the islands, you know, and then as soon as I got there, man, that fucking place was like, what, 30 degrees and going down?
Yeah. I
was sick in 2 weeks, man.
Yeah. Remember, yeah, okay. I don't want to get into it with you. You're going to get it, Milkman. You're going to get it from me. Listen, this is an Eau Claire. Eau Claire. What university is in Eau Claire? Chat room, find out. Eau Claire. E-A-U Claire. Eau Claire. I would love to hear Prankmaster say this city's name. Eau Claire.
Eau Claire. Yeah. Louisiana, Eclair.
Well, he did the phone. If we told him to. Crackmaster, say Eclair. He needs the phone. It disconnects.
Just Google Harold Miller for San Francisco Mayor.
Oh, I copied the wrong number. Duh. Let me try again.
Sorry, man. I didn't mean to send the wrong that number again there, dude.
Yeah.
Here, try this one.
Thank you, Milkman. Very good.
All right, buddy.
Don't do it again.
Ah, get it again!
Yeah. Why is this not copying, motherfucker? Come on.
Well, I did it the right format. Here's a plus one.
No, it's a problem on my computer machine. It's not copying. All right,
I was going to say, if I do plus two, will it be faster?
No. Don't be ridiculous. All right, we're trying to. Eclair, Eclair. I live in Eclair. Remember when Nunu, he was doing a prank show and Nunu sent them numbers to places on purpose?
This is Dr. Jones on Water Street. This is Ryan. How may I help you?
Yeah, listen, I was down there. You're on Water Street, right?
Yep.
All right, we're freshmen at the school. We were drinking in your parking lot really late at night last week. My buddy threw a bottle of Jose Cuervo Black onto your roof. Did you know about that at all? Did you hear anything? Someone find it?
Okay. No. I'm sorry. Thanks.
Wait, don't go. There's no thanks. Come on. There's no thanks. Milkman, there's no thanks. Shit.
What do you mean, no thanks? What the fuck is the problem with these cats,
no,
man?
I didn't mean to.
They don't have the proper etiquette.
It wasn't thanks time.
This is Taco John's the Water Street.
It's not time for thanks. It's not thanks time. I needed to talk to you about this. Can you help me? You know how you have the. It's not a prank call, motherfucker. Hello?
Alright, well, when you can tell on our opening manager is here to come and check it out, it's going to fail, man.
Hello?
Hey, are you done now? Can I talk? Thank you. Alright, so you've got the ladder there, I think, next to the building, on the side of the building. But there's, like, no access to get to it. It's kind of, like, blocked off, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, until we have the day manager come in, we can't do anything, so you're going to still have to wait until tomorrow.
Oh, but listen, my buddy Milkman, he does parkour. He thinks he can do a double jump and actually get up to where he can do a muscle up to get up there to see. What time do you...
You know what? It's against the law to do that. I cannot give you permission to do that. If somebody wants to do that, we will call the cops and have people arrested. And like I said...
No, there's no need for that.
You have to wait until tomorrow when the day manager comes in can actually go up there and check.
Look,
thank you for calling.
There's no need for
that.
We
will leave a message.
Fucking asshole. God damn it. Fuck that guy.
What a freaking homo, dude.
Parkour, Milkman.
I guess so.
Hey.
Shit, let me talk, bro.
Must telemarket it somewhere. I'm gonna give you a word in advance.
Milkman, you gotta do some parkour, man. And put it on YouTube.
I did, man. It was under a different name, I'll tell you later.
Was a parkour man? Didn't you say you used to be a skater?
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
I can't imagine you on a skateboard.
Fuck, dude. I was pretty rad, man. Actually, dude. I was the first person like to do the aerials and stuff, man.
Were you one of those motherfuckers that all you did was ollie constantly and that's all you did?
They didn't have ollies then, dude. This is before ollies, man. This is back like when we had to, like, 8-inch boards, man. And, you know, you had to do, like, a front side air and, like, you know, the foot plant was something new back then, so. People weren't doing none of that shit, man. I was the only one that was riding vertical because I was riding swimming pool, right?
Okay.
Everybody else was, like, riding these little ramps and shit, but I'd drive, like, 2 hours to the state capitol and I'd ride these park called Apple Skateboard Park. It is, like, one of the best parks ever, man. Look it up. It's still some on the internet. Apple Skate Park. Dude, they had freaking pool in there. They had like, a kidney. They had a keyhole. They had a, fuck, dude. They had bowls. They had a three-quarter pipe. Oh, my God, dude. Man, I went oververt on that, man. I weird a three-quarter pipe. And this fucker's huge, man. It's like 25 foot, man. Shotcrete. Woo! You talk about good, man. You come flying off the side, you did ass stuff straight off, no ends, man. Mm-hmm. Straight down the wall, and then, mm-hmm. like, you fall, and then by the time you get by the curb, your back wheels hit, then you got a roll. So if you miss, you're going straight on your head, man. Yeah, dude, acid drops, man. It is the fucking best.
Every time that I watch people, I mean, skating look cool. Skateboarding look cool to me. I never had the coordination to do it, but whenever I was around people that were doing it, like at school or out or whatever, or friends of mine, all they did was constantly try to ollie. That's all they did. I'm going to try to ollie.
Yeah,
it was so gay. It was stupid.
People started doing that, right? Because, like, what happened was, right at the end of the 80s, man, right, there was no more ramps and shit. Like, people were, like, starting to do lawsuits and shit. So they were closing parks up. So all of a sudden, it became unpopular. So these kids, the only thing they had was ramps and old freestyle shit. So the only thing you can do when you're going very, you know, going very slow and shit is put tiny wheels on them and do, like, kickflips and shit. And that's what this all came from, was because of the lawsuits stopped everybody from riding vert, man. So that
it was
just
gay.
Changed the style to what it is now.
It was gay.
Board,
that whole,
all that, all that foot
that
shit.
Whole 87, cool. 88, around
there. It's then. Cool, man, because some of them fucking nutheads take it up in the vert and do that shit, man. I'm like, you gotta be insane.
Well, yeah, that.
I can't do that on the fucking ground, much less do that on the vert, man.
Yeah, but, like, to me, it was like, alright, so you're gonna get me to convince my mom to buy me a skateboard. I'm gonna get out there and be breaking my ass and skinning my knees and shit like a white boy. Just so I can hop a little bit on over and over again the same move. Like, oh yeah, well we're, and they'd always be like, yeah, well we're making plans. We're gonna draw up plans for a ramp. We're gonna build a ramp. My oh, dad's gonna get some wood and we're gonna build a ramp, man. And we're drawing it out. You know, I knew like 4 or 5 friends with a notebook and they had skate ramp, that someday they were gonna build a fucking skate ramp.
Yeah. And I don't know how many ramps I built a shitload of them, man. We did the 8x12. You know, like 2 4s, and then you got a, you know, you got your another one on top.
Oh yeah, that's good. Good for you. Good. Yeah. Did you ever fall down and be like,
oh? Oh fuck, dude! I did a hipper once, man. I don't know if you know what that is. That's where you do like a complete body slam with your pelvis hitting the concrete.
And you fuck a
woman. Yeah, you impact the concrete with your pelvis. It's called a hipper.
Oh, man.
That motherfucker there, dude, I cried like a fucking baby. It hurt so hard I couldn't walk.
I'm not white.
Dude, I bought these skate pants that had, like, football pads built into them because, like, they had special pants that you could wear. So, like, if you ever fucking did go down, you know, fuck. Man, those are the best things I've bought in the longest time.
And then you stood on a skateboard once and it broke in half, and that was the last time you did it. Your mom was like,
I did that
"You're
when
too
I,
fat."
Actually, I rode it off of our. We had a car.
Your mom said you're too fat to skate.
Off the roof because I wanted to break it half. The Kryptonic skateboard.
Yeah, right. You did an ollie and it broke in half, and your mom was like, "I'm not buying you another one, you fatty, fat, fat." And she bought you an Atari 2600.
Sorry. Rachel Clickstow is not available.
Come on. Come on, Rachel. Come
sorry.
On. The scoop here is that this woman chews her food loudly and slams the office door. What a bitch. Now will they pick up, motherfucker? That's the problem.
Sorry.
No answer there, folks. We're just looking at some of the requested pranks here tonight. I am Carlito. I am here with Milkman, the website for you to be at. is prankcallnation.com, where you can join the chat room, and also madhouselive.com, where you can send a prank call request over to me. Motherfucker. Send that motherfucker. Yeah. And keep in mind, if you're watching the video feed on YouTube, you are not going to hear music. So there's going to be some times where there's like a long break of music. Like when I take my break, you're not going to hear anything, because YouTube is a motherfucker when it comes to those copyright shits. And they'll be banning my account and all that stuff. So if you want to hear the whole experience, you got to go to prankcallnation.com and click on the listen links and listen there. You can keep the video going and watch the video if you want. That's okay. I'm just saying. Keep the video going, yeah, so the video numbers are high. Yeah, just fuck up all your bandwidth and your computers and everything. Yeah, and then download some torrents. Download Madhouse Torrents. Madhouse Virus, that's the name of the show. All
right. Hey, dude, tune in on the stream, man. Listen to the Madhouse Porn right now.
There you go. All right. Okay. Let me have a look in the chat room, see if anybody is blinking. Yes, Mr. Lonesome Loser is blinking. And he's sending in numbers in California for restaurants, pizza places, it seems, of all sorts and kinds. We also got Jake's Burger Machines. We got the Boss Burgers. I don't know if I'm feeling pizza right now. What could I do to the pizza place? I could bring Jack Masterson back. Would you like that, Milkman?
Oh, yes, please, man. Yeah, if you could come out of retirement for a couple minutes. That'd be sweet.
All right.
Long-lost friend, our underweight dietetic friend.
I'm not excited about this, but we'll call him.
All right. I was listening to one of the Fat Albert calls one here earlier on the stream.
Yeah. Cool, that's awesome.
Go retarded. They didn't even get the Fat Albert for a little while. Where's the retard Nina?
Thanks for calling Waterville Roundtable Pizza. This is Terry. How can I help you?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Do you have curbside service?
I'm sorry, do we have what?
Curbside service?
No.
Will you make an exception? I weigh 482 pounds and I can't really get around much. I have to... They removed the front seats in my van. I sit in the middle row, and I drive the van, you know, like that. That's how I get around. Could I make an order and you guys bring it out? I'll call you when I'm in the parking lot, and I'll pay cash.
Okay, hold on, please, sir.
Oh.
Welcome back, Jack.
I think there was a pubic hair in this thing.
Oh, shit.
I think it is a pubic hair.
Don't stick it in your backside.
Oh, man. It might have been one of my cat's hairs or a pubic hair. One of the two. I think I swallowed it by now. I lost it. It might be my teeth. Oh, shit. Oh, we'll wait here. Fuck.
Hello, sir?
What happened?
Yeah, my manager said that's okay. So we're going to do an order for takeout. And your phone number?
Yeah, you have the...
yeah. I'm sorry, sir. Your phone keeps breaking
no,
up.
No, it's me. It's me. I'm breaking up. I'm having some trouble...
Oh. Okay.
Okay, you got the phone number there on the caller ID?
No.
Oh, shit, motherfucker, hang on.
33, okay.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh.
And your name, sir?
Jack Masterson.
And what would you like?
Do you need the EMT name?
I'm sorry, sir. What would you like?
Do you need the EMT's name? We're coming in the ambulance. Hello?
Yes, sir. I need to know. You said you wanted to place an order. What would you like to order?
One pizza.
Okay. What would you like?
Meat. One pork meat.
I'm sorry, sir. You keep breaking up. I cannot understand what you're saying.
One pork meat, you motherfucker, you. One pork meat.
Maybe talking like a motherfucker over here and that shit happens.
I can't believe she made it that far. I'm sorry, baby. Oh, Jack. Oh, welcome back, Jack.
Welcome back, Jack. That should be a song.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, Jack Masterson.
It's like hit the road, Jack.
Don't hit the road, Jack Masterson. Speaking of guitars, where's Nooners at?
Must
be home whacking off.
Up his ass.
Whacking, exactly.
He's probably out with his
girlfriend. Thanks for calling Orville Roundtail, Pizza and Pasta. This is Perry. Would you like some
better
order delivery?
I want to make an order. My name is Jack Masterson. I need one pizza with meat, 2 units of cheese, 1 bread cooked over heat.
Did you want something for dine-in, take-out, or delivery?
Take-out. 1 boiled spaghetti.
And phone number, please?
I already gave it before. I called earlier. Did you need me to do that again, motherfucker?
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Oh.
Wow, man, he disconnected awful quickly there. I think maybe he misinterpreted your order.
Milkman, you talk to him. Let's hear you talk to him, motherfucker.
No.
Thanks for calling Orville Roundtail Pizza and Pasta. This is Craig. Would you like to order something for dining and take out a delivery?
No, Milkman's going to place an order.
For dining and take out a delivery?
Like a curry naan bread.
Excuse me?
Lamb curry and naan bread?
Just 1 second.
Samoas?
Do we have lamb curry and naan bread?
Take over, dude. Take over. I can't handle this.
Oh, okay. I forgot you got... Yeah.
I forgot
you have agoraphobia or whatever.
No, man. I'll mess it up.
Hello?
Did you?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
For it to go?
Yes.
And phone number? Or are you on a cell phone? I can barely hear you.
Motherfucker!
Good deal. Ted Webb's calling in, bro.
I was trying to add him in because I saw him come online.
Yeah, I saw him too, man. I thought that was him. Oh, man, I hope so.
Thank you for choosing Wolverine. This is Jeff. How can I help you?
Yeah, I think I got the phone problem fixed, buddy.
Excuse me, sir, what was that?
I had the phone problem fixed. I wanted to give you my phone number. Lester? Lester? Hello?
Yes, sorry about that.
What's going on?
I'm not sure. Can you repeat that again, sir? We're having
a takeout order for you.
Oh, alrighty. 1 second.
Bye, baby boy.
Alrighty, so I take out. Okay, what can I get for you today?
Okay, 1 pizza, please, medium.
Awesome. What else can I get for you?
The toppings. I'm gonna have sauce, 1 cheese, 1 meat.
Would you like original crust with that?
Yes, 1 meat.
Would you like original crust with that?
I said yes.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Sorry.
I said yes. I don't like to repeat things a lot. Is there someone who speaks English?
We're just really busy tonight.
Oh, okay. That's okay, honey. All right, so what do you got so far?
Maybe I should get a manager for you.
I think so, yeah. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right.
Bunch of assholes tonight. You got
somebody asked if you would check your PMs.
Who did? Milkman?
Sloth did.
Sloth did. Oh, fuck. All right, let me look. I don't have anything from Sloth. What are you talking about?
I don't know. It was in chat earlier.
Oh, my God.
No, that's right. They do have beef curry in Japan. It's delicious.
They have everything curry. You can get egg curry.
Yeah, dude. No, it's good, man. Actually, it is very good.
Oh, boy. This takes forever.
Hi, this is Tracy from Over Roundtable. May I help you?
Yes. Is there a man I can talk to? I really can't deal with this right now with you.
I'm sorry?
Is there a man I can talk to? I really can't do this with you right now.
Did you want to take the order? I'm one of the managers. Maybe I can help you.
Yeah, that's nice, honey. Yeah, I have an order. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here, take out or delivery?
Take out.
This is takeout.
Bastard.
Okay. May I get your phone number, please?
Here we go again.
I'm sorry. Perfect. And your name is?
Very nice, honey. Yeah, my name is Jack.
Okay, Jack, you're in our system.
Good.
And what kind of order would you like today?
One pizza machine.
What kind of pizza?
One pizza machine.
You want a Montague all meat?
No. What do you mean?
We don't have a machine pizza. If there's a certain type of pizza you like, we have a Monte all meat. We have a King Arthur Supreme.
That sounds retarded. No, I'll have one cheese, one meat.
A cheese pizza?
Yeah, with one meat.
What kind of meat?
Pork meat.
What kind of meat?
Pork meat. I also need one boiled spaghetti. One unit.
Okay, I'm sorry. We don't have that kind of items here. And
one unit of bread.
Okay, we don't have those kind of items here.
Okay, 32 units of sodium chloride.
Okay, if you'd like to make an order, you can go online and see what we have available
Here's one
thing. Thank you.
Here's one
thing. Bye-bye.
Bitch. Fuck, I know she has oil over there. That's what I really need.
We need an order of horse curry, man. Horsey cat curry, dude.
Let's leave those people alone, those white people.
Dude, they can't handle it.
Alright. Moving right along, here we are. I am Carlito, the host of this show, as I've said numerous times already. And we are requesting your requests using the Request a Prank machine over at MadhouseLive.com. Let me go ahead and take a look at those now that I have an opportunity. Lonesome is sending in more numbers. Ooh, we got KFC, Milkman. Yeah, we got Wingstop, which is really a Pizza Hut, motherfucker. But yeah. We got some McDonald's's. They're all in the same town in California. Okay. I don't know, maybe Nunu has some kind of theme going on with that? Well, I just noticed my mic is way too hot. Sorry, guys. Try to fix that. Okay. Let me do a Sonic drive in here real quick, and we'll get back to the request to play. And it says invalid phone number because I failed to copy the whole thing. Oh. Stupid, huh, Milkman?
I'll put a 1 and plus of it next time in front of it.
Stupid
plus
milkman.
Plus one me.
Stupid fucking milkman, as usual.
I gotta do something wrong when we traditional.
Oh, thank you, Susan. I'm a Sonic.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Okay.
I don't care. I wanted to just let you know, you guys have those things you pull into the machine.
I'm sorry?
You pull into the machine over there, right? God damn it.
Who is this?
You pull into the machine over there to get the food? Oh, come on. No, come on. Because I said damn it once? God, grow some skin, you know? Fuck. I swear.
We gotta get away from the white people, dude. We gotta find some, like, more hardcore businesses, dude. Let's, like, call some, like, ghetto ghetto restaurant. Dude, these people are all too frilly, man. They ain't gonna hang.
We gotta call the building you live. We gotta call the building you live in. Yeah. I try to connect Ted. I try to connect Ted Marilan Web, and he no answer. Oh, yeah. Hello, coño puta maricona. All right, she's not answering.
Mira, Eddie Garcia.
Mira, maricona.
Oh, that reminded me, man. You remember Bruno Vega? What the fuck, man? Have you heard anything from our old boy, man, Bruno Vega?
Reclude?
Yes.
The best I've got is...
Oh, my God.
With Reclude, I know the phone number for the studio he works at.
Yeah, I do know the studio number, name too, number, but I would never call there.
Call it, there's an option to speak to, and it says his name. I know his first and last name. And
the next time I'm back there, dude, I'm going to stop in and look him up, man.
Yeah. Hello? What's going on with this thing? Anyway, listen. Yeah, I know that there's an option to get to him, and it brings his Google Voice number. And it always goes to voicemail. I've left him voicemail like, hey, Regular, I don't know if you check this anymore. It's Carlito from back in the day. Just give me a call, send me a text, send me an email, something. You know?
Oh, man, that guy was something.
Yeah.
His calls are legendary still, dude. I still laugh my ass off, man.
Yeah. I don't know. He may not even check that Google Voice. It might be an old fucking option on that voice tree. Who knows?
Yeah, he's probably making some big ass money recording a bunch of fucking dicks, man. You know, getting cooked out, fucking free weed and shit still.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was like working with Busy Bone right
around
the time.
I know,
dude,
he was getting all kinds of free fucking. Yeah.
Busy Bone smokes a ton of fucking weed.
Hell yeah.
And he was working, he almost worked with Whitney Houston, remember? And then there was like some weird family crackhead drama and she canceled the whole thing.
Already
at that time. Yes, how can I help you?
Hey, honey, how are you? Hey. Hello? Hello, motherfucker.
Hello?
Hey, motherfucker, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, yeah, listen, I got the, I ordered the five-piece. I said specifically I wanted all dark, extra crispy. I ended up coming home with a four-piece original mixed, motherfucker.
Okay, well, first off, I'm confused as to why you're calling me that. And second, we don't have a five or six-piece, so you probably didn't order a four-piece, and then we added on a piece.
Whatever
I apologize.
It is. I said
the piece was missing.
She had that argument with me over the intercom, and I said, "I don't care. You make it five pieces. You sell me the six piece, throw the fifth away. I don't fucking care. I want five motherfucking pieces in the fucking bucket when you hand it over to me." And I told her how I wanted it. I wanted it extra crispy, fucking extra crispy, and all.
You told her.
I said that over the intercom. She's like, "But we ain't got no this. We ain't got no this." Let me tell you something. Do you know why every country that's a majority ruled by African descendants never gets anywhere and always has problems? Do you know why that happens?
I'm not here for a history lesson. If you want, you can bring in the receipt, and I will gladly take a look at it. I'm the only girl that worked. Are you talking about tonight?
Yeah. It must have been you then, motherfucker, huh?
Okay, if you want to bring in your receipt, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll bring
it
in.
That's fine, we'll take a look at it.
I'll bring it in, God
but
damn
if not,
it.
If you're just going to sit here and harass me, then I cannot serve you, I'm sorry.
If I'm going to show up, I'm going to shove it right in your face, and I'm going to take those six pieces of shit that you gave me, I'm going to dump them over your head.
Okay.
You crazy fucking asshole, you fucked him. Motherfucker, you.
Are you done throwing a fit? Would you like me to compromise with you?
Oh, I've been working 18 hours. That's exactly what he told me.
What?
That's exactly what he was back there telling me when I came by. I've been working 18 hours. Don't give me any shit, he said to me, is what he said when I tried to come back. That guy back there, that motherfucker.
What? What guy?
The guy.
That was a customer talking.
Yeah.
None of us. Like I just told you, if you want to bring in your receipt and we can make a deal, that's fine. Otherwise, I
make a
don't
deal.
Need you yeah. harassing me.
Make a deal. Shove it up your ass.
Okay. Thank you.
Fuck you. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what happened?
What?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm not doing very good. How are you?
Oh, I was calling to make an order.
What?
Motherfucker?
Calling to make an order?
Yeah, about a motherfucker, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
All right, ask
come me. On in. Not a problem. I am very busy. Yeah. I have to get back to work.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
Okay, are you done?
No. I command you to hang up the phone.
Okay, well, I'm trying to resolve your problem. I'm not going to hang up the phone when you're mad at me.
There's a reason.
I don't know
listen,
what.
Listen, there's a reason why last week you guys admitted that you fell to second place in the United States for chicken sales behind Chick-fil-A, isn't there? This is proof.
Okay, hold on. We don't have a Chick-fil-A in this county.
In the nation, in the United States, I said. You really don't hear. Is there a man I can talk to?
I don't really think my manager wants to talk to you anyways. I'm really sorry. Like I said, if you would like to bring in your receipt and we can resolve this issue.
You're not even a fucking manager.
You're welcome to.
All right, that's nice, honey. That's nice.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
I command you to hang up the phone.
I don't understand.
I command you.
I command you to hang up. Oh, no.
Yes, do it.
I don't understand. Okay.
Yeah. She really did not like the sound of being commanded to hang up the phone, Milkman. You hear that, Milky? She was not a happy cat.
Dude, she's getting hot, man. I can tell she's all wet, man.
She's not even the manager, bro.
She stayed under the...
Hello? Yes,
hello. I'd like to make an order, please.
Be close at 8, sir.
Teramadilan banchod.
Huh?
Teramadilan banchod. Kutamaraicha.
Just a second, sir.
Okay.
Bye, and speak with Gabby.
Hello?
Kutamaraicha. I'd like to make an order,
hello?
Please. Yes, I'd like to make an order. Teramadilan banjod.
Huh?
Suf maranifwa.
Yes, no Punjabi. No Punjabi.
no Punjabi. No Punjabi. I don't know what you say. Well, whatever that is, it really pisses some people off.
Just speaking to him Punjabi, dude, or Hindi anyway.
It all sounds the same to me, but apparently Bangladeshi and Punjabi are different, and I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, the universal language is Hindi, dude. That's what everybody knows. So that way, if you are Bangladeshi or whatever, you got your normal, you know, dialect or language, but the one that everybody uses to talk to each other.
Yeah, but Madurchod and Banchod are supposed to be Hindi, from what I understand, because like Madurchod, they took it from the English people saying mother, mater. That's where that comes from, mater and mother.
Right, right.
And
yeah,
they
dude,
adapted
it's,
it. Yeah.
Hindi.
So then, like, what's Madurchod? When I say Madurchod and Banchod, what dialect the fuck is that? Why is it so complicated with these fuckers, man?
Well, a dialect means a particular, like a region, like a dialect, like
I know what a dialect is, Milkman. For I'm not.
Okay.
I'm going to have another
I
fit.
I like how you did the Corey.
I'm
going to
have another fit, and it's going to have it on you, godmother. Hijo puta.
Don't have a fucking stroke now, puta.
He told me, too. Go, are you done having a fit? I'm like, I'm just getting started.
Yeah, she hung right in there, man. She was interested in me. She's intrigued. I think you like the abuse, buddy. She probably let you slap her around with your beater.
Slap her in the face with a pepperoni stick.
Look like, at the head on that pepperoni.
Look at the head on this pepperoni stick, motherfucker. Yeah. All right. Well, we're having fun tonight. Let's just take another. Lonesome is sending in more numbers, but before that, let's take a look at Request a Prank. Let's share the wealth. Okay. Let me update inbox, see if that's working yet. No, I'm still not getting any Request a Pranks. Enigma's still working on it. He's fine-tuning the motherfucker. Did Enigma get you figured out there with the chat room? Milkman.
What happened?
Did Enigma get you worked out with the chat room? You got your ops and the admins and whatever?
Oh, I sent him a message, man. Yeah, he's working on it. I think he's still away, so I'll catch up with him, dude.
All right, he's working on the Request a Prank thing.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know he's busy, man. I know. It's not of primary importance. I'll catch up with him whenever it's not, you know.
All right. You got it, buddy. All right, here is Nicole in Canada. Nicole in Canada. She's a big fan. She's always on Facebook. What's up, big Nicole? Anyway, she sends a number for one of those scam artists, like the Windows. They'll call you and say your Windows XP sent the call back to Microsoft that it's got a virus machine. Let's help you fix it. Now go to your C prompt. And they hack you, and it's an Indian guy. He's like, hello, I'm calling from Microsoft. We received a notice that your computer is compromised. So it looks like they might have called her, and looks like their incoming number no work. I had one of these numbers, and I called it, and the guy like picked up, and he said, no, I get my associate to call you back, no problem. And then he actually called back like 4 or 5 times for a week. He was like, oh, we got a hit, you know what I mean? You know? I never picked it up because it was going to a dummy phone number, but I could see the different attempts to call in. Never left a voicemail, but I could see it, yeah. And so, you know what? Sometimes I'll be just sitting on Skype and I'll get those on, like on Skype, the username says like, Windows Defender Alert, and you get a voicemail and it says you know, your computer has reported a problem security flaw with Skype. Please go to this website and install this program to.
Really?
Yeah. You never gotten those? Well, I haven't gotten them in a while because I turned off the thing where you get phone calls if the person isn't on your friends list. And
I have that, but I never hardly ever turn it on. I barely turn it on for the show, man. So yeah. That's probably why.
It seems to happen when I open a new Skype account and I haven't checked that option yet. It comes in, I gotta go turn that off.
It always wants me to fucking upgrade, and I don't even want to do that because, like, it's working right now until it quits. I'm just gonna leave it alone.
Yeah, man, let it live until it dies, Milkman. That's what I say.
Yeah, fuck that. You know how it is, man. Once it's compatible with the drivers, leave it alone, dude. I'm not upgrading mine to Windows 19. I'm staying right here.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Hey, if you got the fuck around with that Windows 8, what do you think, man? I've heard different mixed reviews. I heard it's not bad, but I heard it's not like
on what?
The berries either.
Windows 8?
Yeah.
No, I would wait until... I would wait... Well, 8.1, first of all, would be the way to go, not 8. And they're going to have another update at some point this year.
So they'll probably do the XP trick and get this thing running then. Maybe. I don't know. See, I already got some mixed reviews. Some people say it sucks. I've heard both. Well, I heard you got to relearn it, too. It's like relearning the wheel.
Well, they're bringing back the start menu. That was the big thing. They got rid of the start menu, but they're bringing it back sometime this year with an update. There's going to be probably a version 1 patch. Or what is it called? A service pack 1 Windows 8.1, and that's going to restore it, because if not, you've got the Metro interface.
You know, man, because everybody's playing with the freaking, you know, with freaking touch screens, man, so, like, you know, and I do like computers, man, but they, you know, if they can get it running, that's what I was hoping.
You know what happened, Milkman?
They can hang on.
You know, I remember when XP first came out, everyone hated it because it looked different. It's the same thing. What happened was Microsoft wanted to go a different way. They don't want to just sit there and be stagnant. So they had a really successful guy, I forget his name. He's the guy that worked in the Microsoft Office team, which is one of their biggest commodities. And he's the one that introduced the ribbon format. And at first people were like, oh, we hate it. And now everyone's kind of liking it, kind of adopted it. Like, you just accept it and you see the benefits. Actually, ribbon for Office is... it's really helpful. It was jarring at first, but when you finally got used to it, like, okay.
It depends on what you're using it for.
Yeah, I know.
It depends. Like, if you're using, like, for an office environment, like, really in an office environment, it's the berries, dude.
But anyway, that guy, so they put him in charge of the team that was working on Windows 8, and he was like, oh, we're going to go all in. We're going to do the Metro interface, and it's going to be touch-based. Even if you don't want touch-based, it's going to be touch-based. And he lost his job because of it, and so did Steve Ballmer, because he's the one that put faith in him, and he is out on his ass. Now they got that Indian guy, or whoever, the guy they picked up from somewhere else. He's the new dude, right? The man, I don't know who his name is. I don't know. Look, this isn't Silicon Valley talk. I live in
all right, well, anyway, we just slipped into a quick minute of the tech talk. Now I'm moving right along.
Yeah, this is a Silicon Valley hour.
I know, man. Can you believe that shit? The Silicon Valley 49ers, man.
Whatever.
The Santa Clara 49ers. All glass and glitz, baby.
Cactus sends in a number for a pet clinic. I tried to call these last week, I think, or yesterday, and they didn't answer. Something like that. Anyway, Cactus says, I think he sent this yesterday. I did a show yesterday afternoon. They probably won't pick up now, but I'll try because I felt bad that I didn't call it.
Aww.
But it's a pet clinic. He was recommending some dog walking thing. We can do that. But I don't think they're going to answer.
That's very humane.
I don't think they're going to answer, guys.
Thank you for calling Petal Veterinary Clinic located at Calvert. We are currently closed. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call Tampa Bay Veterinary Emergency.
Yeah.
Oh,
seven.
Right.
Wait. No, I was trying to get it.
Friday, by appointment only, 9 to 5.
I actually was trying to get it, Milkman. Hang on.
I didn't want to spoil the call. I thought it was doing standard procedure.
Yeah,
my
well, man, fuck
it. I always try to do the right thing. Sorry.
You're okay.
Thank you for calling Petal Veterinary Clinic, locate emergency at 727-531-5752. Our hours are Monday through Friday by appointment only, 9 to 5.
So they got an emergency machine. Oh shit,
dude! I used to live right down there, man. Remember, I was in Tampa, St. Pete, right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Marbo's. You ever been to that like killer ass like Chinese like buffet, Marbo's?
Veterinary emergency. This is Vaughn.
I'm from Orlando. All right.
I'm sorry?
I'm from Orlando, all right?
Okay.
We're going to medevac my poodle over there for service. Do you have a large parking lot?
Yes, we do.
All right. Can we move a segment of the cars, kind of consolidate them and move them towards the front of the building? We're going
to
be landing.
We have a lot of room. We wouldn't have to move any cars.
You don't have a helicopter pad there, do you?
No, we do not.
All right. So then, but we have enough room. Is there a lot of trees or...
Nope.
Branches overhanging or anything? Nice flat?
Yep.
We should be able to get a helicopter in there?
If you needed to.
Right, can you guys be ready with a stretcher for a horse machine? That's the name of the poodle.
I'm sorry, with a what?
Horse machine.
A horse machine?
Yeah, we need a horse machine.
Do we have a horse machine?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. I'm calling from Central Florida, Orlando Emergency Animal Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Chickasaw Drive.
Okay.
And we don't have the capacity to treat this poodle and the horse, so we're bringing it in. And it says here on your website that you have a horse machine.
We only see cats and dogs. We can't accommodate a horse. We can definitely see the poodle.
All right, so do you have a poodle machine then? a dog machine? Do you have the dog machine?
What kind of machine are you meaning?
It goes on the dog to support it during the treatment. We don't have one of those here. There are not a lot of them.
What type of treatment?
To save its life, of course.
What's wrong with the dog?
It's got a problem. They're operating on it now. I'm the receptionist. I'm still in training.
Okay, do you want to hand me off to somebody who knows what type of treatment the dog needs to be transferred over? Does it need oxygen? Does it need a respirator? Does it need...
Let me see what he wrote down. He said, need one dog machine.
I'm sorry?
It needs one dog machine, two units of oxygen. One dog machine, two units of oxygen.
There's no such thing as called a dog machine. So what type of machine do you need?
It's for the dog. It protects the dog following the procedure that they're doing now.
Okay, do you want to hand me to somebody who knows technology and knows the type of instruments that are there and what type of things are needed? Because there's no such thing as a dog machine, a horse machine, or something that protects the body of a dog. So
it goes on, and you turn it on. You initiate the dog machine. It has the counter. It counts down from 10, and you set in the number of time that it needs, and you set the beginning portion, how much oxygen machine it has, and the oxygen machine.
Oxygen chamber?
No, it's a dog machine, but it has... like a separate oxygen chamber machine on the side.
Separate is oxygen chamber. It's called a dog machine.
Oxygen chamber machine.
Good evening. This is Ryan, one of the technicians here. How are you?
Oh, is there a doctor there I could talk to?
She is in the middle of a case currently, but I should be able to kind of get you through all this. So what we got going on?
Yeah, our doc is in. They're in surgery right now. We don't have a dog machine. So we were going to medevac. We were going to get in medevac one and bring over this dog.
So you're transferring a dog over here?
Yeah, we're going to medevac the dog over there. We're in Orlando. We were going to go to Lakeland, but we didn't have enough time. The dog isn't going to make it unless we get it on the dog machine as soon as possible. They're working on it now. They're doing the suction and everything back there. So, your dog machine, how does it go?
Well, it all depends which mode you want to use.
I'm not too familiar. Like, I was telling her I'm still in training, and I'm planning on going to Valencia Community College to get the veterinary assistant classes and stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
Because I was studying for phlebotomy now, but I really, my love is animal machines. So.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So we will medevac the dog, and so...
I would put you on with the dog, but, like, he's... I don't know, I'm there. I'm in the room now. You guys are handling it as a joke. It's really... It's a life here at stake.
They were laughing at a...
No, I heard her. I heard what she said, exactly what I said, and laughed at it. She gawked at it. She's disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty bad here. So what we're gonna have to do is actually cancel the case there,
and
you're gonna have to go to a different clinic.
Okay, motherfucker.
Okay.
You fucking asshole! You're a fucking asshole.
Well,
you're gonna do this to this dog? Seriously? Can you just answer?
So
you
good
have
luck, sir, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Look, here's Dr. McClanahan. I actually have him. Hello? Oh, they hung up. Damn, finally got someone to pick up. I've been dialing people at random trying to get someone to pick up. I need a doctor. Try them again. Have you been listening to what's happening with this call?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hey, I'm transferring Dr. McClanahan.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Veterinary Referral Center on Florida's Gulf Coast.
All right, I'm hanging up and calling back. Fuck those people. Sorry, Ken.
You had a...
of life. Milkman's not. Wait until they piss off Milkman. He starts yelling that he's not playing games.
Veterinary emergency.
Yeah, I'm trying to transfer Dr. McClanahan over there. I had to pull him out of a procedure for this. What's going on? Whatever. Forget it.
A total disregard for veterinary life, man. I mean, that's just amazing.
Yeah. Well, the chick was funny. He was like, oh, you're funny.
Feed him to the alligators.
Yeah, exactly. Throw him in the river. Throw him off the Skyway Bridge in Tampa. Fuck.
Exactly, man. Fish bait.
You know what I like? Raspberry balsamic vinaigrette. Very good.
Oh, hell yeah, man. It's a big pile of manatee shit.
Okay. I wasn't thinking manatee shit, but all right, man. Whatever you say, bro. Okay.
You've been to Tampa, dude. You know what I mean, man. Yeah, that's a reasonable thing.
Oh, that fucking Tampa. They think their shit doesn't stink over there.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, fucking manatees, man.
Honestly, they do. All right, look. Let me just clear out some windows here. I don't need it any longer, so I'm not so confused. All right. And I'm looking back at Request a Prank. Well, there you go, Mr. Cactus. I finally got to do one of yours. All right, here's a number for someone looking for an LG cell phone that was found. Oh, no, they have one that was found at a Walgreens.
An LGBT cell phone? Cool, dude.
Lesbian gay, bisexual, transgender. Trans, yeah. It was found at Walgreens. Any alternative?
Is it 80K?
Oh, no, wait, motherfucker. This person lost their phone at Walgreens. Okay, alright.
Alright.
Well, let's make sure we get the reward down first. That's the most important part.
Hello?
Yeah, you lose this cell phone.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh. Did you lose this cell phone machine? I'm looking at your pictures. Wow.
Yes.
These are nice pictures. Very nice. Who are these children in here?
They're mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you kept your body pretty well after the kids and all that. Wow. You look really good, too. Nice. What was your name?
Can I meet you and get the phone?
Huh? Where did you want to meet? I want to make sure I'm going to download all the pictures to my hard drive first. Do you have the cable? Do you have the cable that came with it so I can do that? Or should I just get one?
Why are you going to download the pictures?
Well, just so I have a copy of them.
Where do you live?
Rogersville.
Okay.
So, I think I have a cable around here. What I'll do is I'm just going to connect it to my MacBook, and I'll transfer all the... You have a lot. You have a few gigs. Hello?
So, are you able to make me with it tonight?
I don't know how long... It'll probably take a little while to transfer the pictures over.
Is it necessary to transfer my pictures to your computer?
Just in case, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? What's going on, Bubba?
You got my phone?
I have your wife's phone, I think. Per the looking at the
no,
pictures.
No, actually, it is my phone.
Oh. You got some beautiful children, by the way. Let me just say that first. God bless them. God bless you. Yeah. I'll get it back to you, but I think I have one of the data cables, like the transfer cables I think I have around here. If not, I'm going to stop at Walmart. I think they carry it there. I'm just going to transfer the pictures first, and then I'll meet you guys. I'll get it to you. No problem.
Who is this?
This is Eddie.
It's what?
Eddie.
Where did you get my phone from?
Walgreens.
Where did you... You found it on the table and you picked it up?
No, it was in Walgreens. I don't understand. Why are you talking about table? It was in Walgreens. It was on the floor, like...
Okay, look.
Do you know where the school supplies were? It was kind of, like, on the floor under, like, what they call an end cap.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, you found it at Walgreens. All right.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, anyway, so, right.
I need my phone back, and there should be no other things to do with that. Should be my phone, handed back to me.
I'm going to check your apps out. The apps look pretty cool here. I'm looking.
Well, that's not necessary. You're just going to pretty much... It's not your property.
Well,
I appreciate you finding it.
To be quite honest.
Letting me know you had it.
To be quite honest.
But the truth is...
To be quite honest,
and
sir,
I'll be fine with it.
Sir, to be quite honest, if it was your property, you would have it in your hands right now. I'm the one that has it. I'm going to give it back. It's yours. Sure, yeah.
Look, smartass.
Why? Why are you calling me smartass? I'm going to get it back to you. I'm trying to make arrangements.
Look. Don't. Okay, look.
Oh, my
you
God.
You just give it back to me. You make some. You make.
Ain't what? Oh, he hung up. What the fuck? He hung up for some reason. Oh, shit. He was
you smart ass!
He was starting to get heated.
Dude, look, I knew I was waiting. He's coming to a slow simmer.
Well,
and kids, there you have it.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time.
Huh? What the fuck happened to his phone?
Well, the person you are trying to reach is not accepting...
How the shit does that happen? He was in the middle of talking to me, you know what I mean? Like, he just dropped.
Call back 20 minutes and put him on the back. That was a catchy one.
It almost seems like he didn't pay his cell phone bill and, like, they literally just cut it off as we're on the line. That's what I think happened. I've never had that happen to me before. Because it's straight up failing now.
Well, the person you are trying to reach is not...
There must be some kind of outage.
Maybe his battery died. Maybe
that
his battery died.
That was hilarious. Shit.
Yeah, because that it didn't say he's disconnected. It just said not available.
We were so close. Yeah, he was incredulous about the pictures. I was saying, dude, I'm trying it. What the fuck? I'm gonna get it back to you. I'm just telling you, I got it, and I'm gonna download the pictures then. It must have some dirty pictures on there. Shit.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? You lost that dog?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I saw it.
Do what now?
I saw that motherfucker.
Did you?
Yeah, he's a mother. It's a fucking motherfucker dog, you know?
No, don't know that.
Yeah, it's a motherfucker.
I got two dogs missing.
All right, well, I got one missing. Well, I got one of the missing dogs over here. Why did they run away? What happened?
It run away?
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know what happened. We let them loose one day and then just disappeared.
Yeah, why did you let them loose? Like, when you were drinking and said, oh, it's going to be fun. Let's let the motherfuckers go. Is that what happened?
No. Who are you?
I'm Eddie. I live in Horse...
Eddie.
Yeah, I'm over here in Horse Machine Ranch Road, and the silver dog, the Schnauzer, she's pretty.
Yeah.
She's really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've got her in my garage, and I was feeding her tuna.
Tuna? What? Feeding her tuna?
That's all I got.
Oh, okay.
It was either that or expired Bologna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now where you at?
It's tuna. I gave it like 4 cans of tuna.
Okay.
I also gave it a chocolate candy bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of got a problem.
Why, what?
I don't know. The dog's like, it's doing that shit, like, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, just want to let you know, what's the reward situation like?
$50 is what she's got out for it.
Eh, okay, I'll pass on that. Yeah, you go ahead and keep your $50, all right, buddy?
No.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. All right, I'll see you later.
Well, what about my dog?
Probably raise it. My daughter loves it. My daughter's been hanging out with the dog all afternoon.
Right?
Yeah, be friends.
So you're trying to tell me you're going to keep my dogs?
Well, I mean, your reward's like $50. It's like, eh, you know, I don't know. It's a lot of trouble.
It's a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
We mean a lot of trouble.
Well, my daughter's kind of attached to the fucker already. We were calling her Whitey already. What's her name?
Well, it's not.
I'm going to call her Queenie, I think. Queenie. Queenie. And she's here. Hey, Queenie. She's wagging her tail. She's really happy.
I'm gave sure her water. She is.
Yeah. Oh, she ate so much tuna like a motherfucker. 4 cans of tuna. I just kept giving it tuna. And she's like, nom, 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 like that. Oh, she's awesome. Here you go, Queenie. Hey, Queenie. Yay, Queenie. Aw. Okay. Well, yeah, hopefully you found the other dog. I'm sure it'll show up. If I see that, because I can't raise 2 dogs, so if I find the other one, I'll let you know. Oh, we can maybe meet at the Taco Bell.
The what?
We can maybe meet at the Taco Bell. If I find the other dog, I'll let you know, because I can't keep 2 dogs. That's too many animals. We already have an indoor cat, and she's already, like, her tail is, like, massive right now, and she's been backed in the corner. And in her litter box, it's the only 2 places she's gone all day. It's nuts. Poor Chloe. That's my cat's name, yep. So, yeah, Queenie's awesome. Do you know any... Does Queenie have any problems? Anything? And is she fixed already, or...?
Yeah. They got the powder.
Where are you located?
I'm on Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Horse Machine Ranch Road?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
It's a new subdivision.
How'd you get the dogs?
Huh?
How'd you get the dogs?
I just have one.
I know. How'd you get that dog?
She was on my property.
Well, where's Horse Machine Road at, Mom?
Huh?
Where's Horse Machine Road at?
Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Horse Machine Ranch Road. Where's that at?
Where's it?
How deep is it? Where's that at?
Rogersville.
Oh, I know it's in Rogersville, but where's it at?
I'm new here. I just bought this property. I'm from New York. You see, I've retired, and I'm out here now.
All right, well, that's besides the point.
Yeah, I don't know the area. I mean, it's in Rogersville. You can probably Google. You got a computer machine?
Is it in town or is it in the country?
Country, for sure. No, I got 5 acres way out here. I got a creek that runs through my motherfucker over here, and... Yeah, I got a barn out there. We have a horse, masturbate the horse all the time.
I'm glad you do that.
Yeah, and I ride the motorcycles. I do donuts of the motorcycle and everything. So anyway, Queenie was over here hanging out, I guess. She was, like, trying to find food. I said, hey, Queenie, come in. You know, well, I didn't know. I didn't say Queenie yet. I was like, hey, doggy. And my daughter was like, oh, my God, can we keep it? So, yeah, sure, no problem. And then I was listening to the radio, and the guy talked about it. The guy was like, and, you know the one guy on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he read it out about this, and I said, son of a bitch, I think that's that motherfucker right there.
Yeah,
and sure enough, yeah, so look at that. Yeah, so I guess she got away. Yeah, well, she's cool, yeah. All right.
Well, what's your name again?
Eddie.
Eddie what?
Eddie Cross.
Eddie what?
Cross.
Crawl?
Yeah, craw.
Crawl with craw. A K or a C?
Craw. With a claw.
Claw?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay,
just like it sounds.
Do what?
Just like it sounds.
Just like a town.
Just like it sounds, Eddie Crawl.
Okay.
All right.
They ain't
the
other dog.
And
I'll give you a call if the other one shows up, because like I said, I can't raise 2 dogs. But
well, we're not trying to let you raise 2 dogs, buddy.
Well, I'm not trying to either. I can. My wife would kill me.
How did he?
Well,
Hey, honey, how are you?
How did you come about the dog?
The dog came on my goddamn property.
Well, the dog can't come from the road to where you live.
Yes, she did. She's here, right?
Call her Little Breeches and see if she knows her name.
Her name is Queenie now. I'm not calling her that. That's her old life. We're not calling her any Breeches or whatever.
Little Breeches.
No. Her name's Queenie. Queenie. She's still learning her new name. Queenie. Hey, darling, Queenie. Oh, she's such a happy little puppy. Hey, little girl. Hey, Queenie. What did you say to call her? Little Britches. Little Britches. Her head went up a little bit, but she's like, whatever.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, that dog couldn't have come all the way across town from the road.
She did. She was probably, I don't know, she in heat or something? I don't know.
No, unless she went through the mountains.
I guess. Well, she did. Maybe she was chasing something, a boy dog or something, but now I got Queenie.
Well, there's another dog, and it's her daughter.
Well, I don't know. I don't have the other dog. The other dog isn't here. Maybe she didn't make it. Maybe the other dog died on the mountain, for all I know. I don't know. Maybe she'll show up. If she shows up, I'll call you, let you guys know to come pick, what's the other dog's name?
Marley. Marley and Little Britches.
Marley. All right. If Marley shows up, I'll let you guys, yeah, but,
She's a smaller dog. She's got Yorkie in her.
She's probably stupid.
Do what?
She's probably stupid.
No, she ain't stupid.
Then why is she home?
Well, it's because she follows other dogs.
Well, there you go. You're asking me how the stupid motherfucker got over here. I've got horses and cats and chickens over here. That's probably why. They came over here looking to start trouble.
No, they wasn't starting trouble.
Well, it's just one anyway. Yeah, Queenie, your dog, the one that showed up here, whatever you call her, Britches or whatever, she was here ready to start trouble. She was ready to go in my garden and eat food out of my garden and shit everywhere and yap at my horse. And my horse gets crazy. Arturo, he's my horse. Oh, my God. He gets so mad. He bit me once right on the elbow. I beat the fuck out of him.
Hello? We need to get our dogs back over here or we come get the dogs.
What? Do what now?
How do we get to your house?
I'm on Horse Machine Ranch Road. Like I said, I just moved here 3 weeks ago with my wife and daughter.
What's his dream?
What?
We don't about none of his business. His life.
It's 410 Horse Machine Ranch Road.
What
did you say? I'm trying to write this down.
Horse Machine Ranch Road. I got that. What's the address?
What's the number?
410.
410.
It's in the Meat Spin subdivision.
In a what?
Meat Spin. So, do you have a computer? I can tell you where to go. It has instructions to get.
Oh, I don't have no computer.
Oh, you're fucking stupid, too.
What the hell do you think you are?
Who the fuck are you talking to like that, buddy?
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Do you have a computer?
Trust me, bitch. I'll come over and I'll bust your shit. Who the fuck you think you are?
Don't you fucking talk to me like that, you
motherfucker. Who are you talking to like this?
You,
boy, what the fuck are you talking to my mother like that?
Your mother? I thought she was your like, your
got girlfriend. You, motherfucker, dude.
She's your girlfriend.
I got you. You tell me the right address, I'll be over there to pick my dog up.
410 Horse Machine Ranch Road. Queenie is my dog, but
no, Queenie is not your dog. It's not her name, buddy.
It is now. She loves the name.
You, dude. You don't know who the hell you talk to.
Queenie. I don't know who I'm talking to. Oh, shit, man. Shit. Queenie, bro. All right, let's try to call back.
You're Queenie microchip. That proves she's yours now.
What was your name, little girl? Fucking boy, ready to go badass.
Oh, damn.
He's a shit cracker, bitch, man. Listen to him talking at you.
I'm going to bust your shit.
I know them boys, and I'll work with them.
You fucking curse at me, I'll bust your shit.
Well, come on, buddy.
Yeah, bring it on, motherfucker.
You Yankee?
Motherfucker, you.
Oh, motherfucker, you
Yeah. You know how to get the horse machine? You're so stupid, you don't even know. Oh, shit. At least he's still picking up. Hey.
Hang on, man.
Oh, he's got me fucked up. Who is this, dude?
Hello, this is the phone company. How can I help you?
Who'd you say this was?
This is Valente with the phone company. How can I help you?
Oh, no, I got the wrong number.
Were you tracing a call?
Pardon me?
Were you tracing a call? You came to the National Call Tracing Center?
Oh, no.
Who is that?
Then what's your fucking problem?
What?
You're calling the National Call Tracing Center? Were you trying to trace a harassing call? Oh, shit. Let's hang on, see if they pick back up again. Yeah, they're gone. Who was she trying to call? What number was that? It was like, beep, 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 beep.
I'm going to try to call the local police department.
It was a regular phone number. Yeah, it was like a 7-digit number, dude. Yeah. So it sounded like she did had it in speed dial, so yeah. She's calling somebody she knows.
Yeah. Are you trying to trace a number? Oh, no. What the fuck is your problem?
Yeah. What?
The dog.
Ken, tell him you're calling back that someone called you from this number. Some old lady called you from this number.
Hello. Who called me from
Hello?
This number? Who called me from this number? I got this number on my caller ID.
Yeah, all right.
Can I help you with something? Some old broad called my cell phone here.
Who did?
I don't know. Somebody with this telephone number called me. They didn't leave a message.
Somebody.
No, you all called us.
You fucking bitch.
You called me.
You're a fucking son of a bitch. How about that, you damn dick sucker?
You suck your son's dick or what, bitch?
Oh, perfect.
Tell them you're gonna lock the dog in the cage if they keep on talking like that.
The dog if they don't come correct.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let my cat rape that dog.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Queenie! Come here, Queenie!
Hello? Hello?
I'm gonna piss on that dog.
We have the dog out here in the chicken coop. You there? They're not picking up.
That'd be an interesting voicemail.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an answer machine. We probably could have hacked the motherfucker too. You know those motherfuckers don't set it, change the default password.
Oh, yeah, nobody ever changes that shit.
You know, they don't. They're like, whoa.
Half of them don't even know they can remote access yeah. to check their messages.
They're like, whoa.
She didn't sound very pleased with you there, Mono.
No, of course not, because I was being all mean and nasty.
She seemed rather disappointed.
I fuck you!
You dick sucker! All right. Back to Lonesome Loser, where we have a lost iPhone. Oh, what, you're posting a number here, Ken? What is this?
Oh, this is Ballard.
Oh, this isn't the one that we hacked last week. Is someone else?
I know we hacked Ballard, but this is the government. That's illegal.
Oh,
yeah, hey, piece of shit. You motherfucker.
Hey,
you want to fight?
He is a quick hang-up. Oh, shit.
He didn't want to pick up for us last night.
Yeah, he's a You got Sheep Fucker's number? We check on with
Yeah,
you.
I sure do.
Oh, I have it too. Duh.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3-3.
Oh, you fixed this shit.
Is one of these
yeah,
guys that got
he
the prostitute?
It was a number worth keeping.
The prostitute? Is one of these guys a prostitute?
No, you said the guy at the pontoon boat. That's what I was asking.
Sheep Fucker is the pontoon boat guy, right?
Okay.
No, he's a different dude.
I got
the pontoon guy also.
Oh yeah, huh? I wonder if he
Oh, pontoon changes shit, so I deleted his number.
Ah, he did, motherfucker! Yep. Damn. All right, well let's mess with this guy. That sucks. Yeah, you're right. He did change it. By the next day, he had changed it. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah, milkman, he caught on.
This is the one who likes to record it.
All right.
This is the guy that keeps texting me.
Last night we tried to connect Sheep Fucker and Ballard together.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay, well, neither.
Nice.
All right, here is someone has an American two-piece hutch for sale. Yeah. Actually, I don't want to call that. I take that back. What I wanted to call was the Lonesome Loser numbers. Here we go. I lost my iPhone at the Bocoma Casino on Friday night the 4th. Laid it down by a slot machine, walked away, somebody picked it up. Well, no shit. It is of no use to anyone but me. Well, I got the cable that hacks it, so, you know. I have a lifetime of contacts on a phone that were not backed up. I will give $100. Which one? I don't know. No questions asked for that phone, please. And I will come pick it up. Please call or text Billy. All right, Billy Ho, here we go. Here we go, Billy Ho. It helps if I click add to conference. Fucking stupid.
Motherfucker. Hello?
Yes, hello. You lost the iPhone at the casino.
You what now?
You lost the iPhone at the casino? I just hooked it up to my MacBook. I got into it. I have a cable. I jailbroke it.
Yeah?
Yeah, jailbroke the iPhone already. So I'm going to go through the contacts. I don't really have any use for these. But you got quite a few emails here, calendar stuff. I'll take those. You got a whole bunch of pictures, too. How long have you been taking pictures for with this thing?
Are you the one that, long time. Are you the one that found the phone?
Yeah, I found it. Yeah, I hooked it up to my laptop. I have a program that jailbreaks iPhones, so I got in. I see all the JPEGs and the pictures. So I'm going to copy all the pictures real quick and your contacts. I'm going to copy them. I'm going to make a backup of your email inbox also and all your text messages. I'm going to back that up. I'm going to make copies of my computer, my laptop. And, oh, you got a lot of apps here, too. That's neat. Okay. Yeah, so when did you... It's going to take me about 2 hours to download all your stuff off your phone, your pictures and everything, and your phone numbers. You want to maybe meet tomorrow morning?
I'm actually working right now. I'm out of town.
Oh, yeah? Motherfucker.
And then,
Well, you're a motherfucker then. I ain't going to do what you want me to do about it. I can't help you. All right, I'll just keep it then. I won't download the pictures. I'll just keep the phone then. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? Why are you just sitting there like a dumb fuck?
You're one of those people.
What?
One of those people that talks that shit on the telephone.
I do those shits in the telephone, yeah. I blow a train whistle. Motherfucker, right? What a motherfucker I am. Whatever. Call him back. Sound like he was talking to someone back there. Maybe they'll pick up. You're one of them people. You're one of them motherfuckers. Guys, I'm going to end the show in 15 minutes. I can't explain why. We have an emergency here, and I have to learn the show. End the show in 15 minutes or less. Something has come up.
What do you want from me now?
I have confirmation. I'm going to end the show early tonight. Something just happened. I got proof. I finally figured out who someone is. They fucked up big time, and I'm going to actually go... focus my efforts on gathering all the information here that I already had, and I'm going to plan my next course of action for tomorrow night and Saturday.
Dude, get out of your fucking mind.
No, seriously, you know, I've already compiled a whole bunch of information on it from different sources.
So you're going to steal my identity?
Oh, if you're involved in this, this has been going on since 2009. I already compiled a whole bunch of information on these two guys. It's going to be really sick what happens to Homeboy now. It's really bad. Like, I got some sick stuff planned. Fuck. Well, yeah, it really has nothing to do with you. When do you come back to town?
A couple weeks? Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, give me a call. You got my number, right, buddy?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, well, you give me a call if I feel like it. I'll, what?
I mean, if I give you a call, you going to give me my phone?
If I pick up, yeah.
All right.
What?
All right. Well.
All right, what?
I'll call you when I get back.
All right, asshole motherfucker. Bye. Whatever, fuck that guy. He doesn't seem very interested in getting his phone back. I'd be like, oh, yeah, man. Send it to me or give it to my girlfriend.
No, but that mom was pretty happy with you, though.
Yeah. Should we call the dog people back?
It's been 15 minutes.
How's it? We said 20.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. I think. Oh, we'll call back. See if their number is back in service.
Are you going to fuck somebody up?
Who was it? The LG phone, right? That was the one that I was going to... Was that the LGBT one that disconnected in the middle? Yeah, he was starting to get heated because I told him I was going to download the pictures off his wife's phone. His phone. He came back. Actually, that's my phone, motherfucker. This town's got to know that I just prank called the shit out of him. It's such a small town in the middle of nowhere. I'm surprised these people even let this shit happen anymore. Like, they're actually letting people post ads and stuff on this site that I use. It's hilarious. I keep waiting for them to have like a big announcement. We're aware that there is a person or persons who target those who are using the Swap Shop website. Please be aware.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Did you call me?
Yes. I was going to see if you could meet and return our phone.
Oh, you have a baby there.
Yes.
Are you breastfeeding?
Really?
Well, are you? It sounds like you're breastfeeding.
Are you going to give our phone back?
My wife breastfeeds.
Well, that's good.
I like to watch it.
What?
I like to watch when she does it.
What?
I like to watch when she does it, and I make a noise. Like that. Look, she has two boobs. I can grab one, and baby gets the other. Anyway, yeah, I have the phone, but the download process just started. It says it's going to take 92 minutes. So, just to be safe, 2 hours from now, did you want to meet at the Taco Bell?
Why are you downloading my pictures?
Just to make a backup of them for my computer. I have the phone here. I just want to make sure that, you know, they don't get lost and that I can see them. It's kind of late.
What are you driving? What is your name?
Eddie.
Eddie what?
Qua.
Eddie what?
Qua.
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 How do you spell that?
Just like it sounds, Qua.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to be driving in 2 hours?
Silver 1999 Honda Accord. Or I'll take my wife's car, which is an 88 Ford Escort.
I don't really think it's necessary for you to download my pictures.
It's already started, but seriously, I know it's necessary because, like, I found the phone, you know? It's like a little gimme. I saw some kind of funny pictures in there, so just to make sure I get to see them all. Yeah. They flash by on the screen while they download. Like, I see the baby. There's a few baby pics here. Oh, that's the baby you're breastfeeding. Nice. Oh, what a cute baby. Is it a girl? It looks like a girl. Aw. Yeah.
Look at the tits on this lady.
Yeah. I wish I was breastfeeding. Get a hole on them balloon bags. Nurse the shit out of them.
I feel like a baby suckling on a fucking basketball.
And I'd rip the glove on you, you know what I'm saying? I rip the glove inside of you. Rip it all up. Woo! Have another baby. Is that your first kid? Hello?
So you're going to make me in 2 hours, is that right?
Well, this should be done downloading in 2 hours, yeah. Yeah, so Taco Bell, 2 hours. I'll be in my black Ford Escort, 1988. Old fucking piece of shit car.
Oh, shit,
you'll be in what now?
In a black Ford Escort, old 1988 Ford Escort. It's a fucking cocksucking piece of shit car. It's the gross.
And what color is the Honda?
The Honda silver, but I'm not going to drive it because it's in the garage and I got to deal with the alarm system and all that. It sounds, yeah, you know, you got an alarm system there too. You know how it is, right? I saw in your pictures, your information on the phone that you have,
track.
You have an alarm system in your house. It came up in your email.
Okay, so I'll call you back in 2 hours and make sure you're on to me.
Yeah, who's your alarm system company? So I could call them, right, and get them to, like, turn it off during the day if I had to? I think so. I got their information here. Yeah, I'm making a backup of your email, too. It's pretty cool. This is a nice little phone you got here. It's nice. It's dope. All right, well, listen, you take care of that baby. I'll see. Oh, she's gone. She's like, you know she's breastfeeding. You can hear the baby sitting there.
Baby all of a sudden starts talking. Hey, Mom, less talking, more tits.
Yeah. Come on, Mom. Come on. Oh, boy. Oh, vile.
So who are you going to fuck up, Carlito? You going to fuck somebody up?
Yeah, we got to call that guy. It was the dog. Little dog. I feel bad now. The lady's over there dealing. I feel like as I'm afraid, like I woke up the baby maybe and she's having to breastfeed it to get it to go to sleep. I'm an asshole. It sounds like it's a newborn, you know? Her 14-year-old George, seriously? Yeah. George is like one perverted motherfucker. I love looking at the shit he types
Hello.
In the chat room.
Hello.
Ask him to get hold of the baby.
Hey, boy.
Hey.
Hey, were you coming or what was going on? Because I'm going to go to sleep if not.
Well, you can go on and go to sleep, buddy.
Okay. All right. Dude, you want to meet tomorrow? Do you want to come over tomorrow? Or?
Do I want to come over?
You said you wanted
to
come over. Quit.
Listen, I'm going to get something straight with you, buddy.
What's up, man?
You don't have to lie.
About.
You don't have to goddamn call, and you don't have to do all this stupid shit.
Okay.
All right, buddy? Listen, we want is a dog. Listen, you don't have to do none of this stupid shit.
The dog is happy with
but
us.
But you're in Knoxville. Now, if you want to play games and shit, we can play games. There's no problem with that. But you ain't going to sit here and talk shit.
My phone number's from Knoxville. You're really stupid. I got
no,
the cell phone.
Yeah, well, you're really stupid because there's not no horse ranch. Fucking road here in that damn fucking Rogersville,
it's
buddy.
Dude, it's all new buildings. That's why you probably can't find it because your internet's slow as fuck.
Well, your face is slow as fuck.
Okay, right.
So it don't matter.
You motherfucker. Do you want me to give you the website so you can find it?
Listen, I'll give him $50. You just come on over here, bring the doll, and I'll give you the money.
No.
Be done with it.
Queenie is happy with us. We got her a little bed and everything, a little water bowl.
Well, either way, I'm going to get my dog back. Either way.
What do you mean, either way? What's the alternative?
Don't worry about it.
What's the alternative, motherfucker?
What?
What's the alternative you got, motherfucker? You going to come here?
Don't worry about the alternative, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
If you got it, come on with it.
If you're looking up shit on the computer, look up Ruby Ridge and see if you're going to get the dog, motherfucker. Look up Ruby Ridge.
Ruby Ridge?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Where the hell's Ruby Ridge at?
Yeah, that's where I live, Ruby Ridge. So don't be coming here trying to start trouble and taking Queenie from me, motherfucker.
Buddy.
Yeah,
listen,
right.
You don't have to call me no motherfucker.
This ain't no Alien Gonzalez, motherfucker.
This ain't no teenage boy shit, motherfucking shit, dude. You either give me the fucking dog or not.
Let me ask Queenie. Do you want to go back with the ugly, scary man? Queenie says no.
Well, it's all right with me, you know.
Listen, when my daughter wakes up, I'll ask her if she's okay giving you guys Queenie back.
Or do you even have a daughter? Or is it a lie, too?
No, I have a daughter.
Well, I'm glad she has a dad like you.
Like what? I'm a great father, motherfucker.
You might be, but you ain't right now. Acting like
right.
You.
I make 150,000
under that mouth. And
I
shit.
Make 152,000 a year, motherfucker. What do you make?
How much?
152,000 a year, motherfucker.
What, fucking dick?
Motherfucker,
don't act crazy.
Motherfucker, I'm an attorney, motherfucker.
I don't care if you are an attorney. Yeah, and don't matter to me. Listen, attorneys don't make that goddamn much money unless you're sucking somebody's dick.
I'm friends with all the judges in town.
Bring them on. It don't matter to me. I don't care who the fuck you got.
Whatever. I'm just saying. I'm a Freemason, motherfucker.
Don't. Freemason, my motherfucking ass. You can lie all you fucking want, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Freemasons, bitch.
I'm a Freemason, motherfucker. Freemason.
Don't sit here calling me up and talking shit like this.
You dumb.
Think the fuck you think I am, third grade?
Yeah, where do you work at, boy? What do you do?
Well, don't worry about that, buddy.
What do you do? You're a janitor?
I wish I was. It'd be a lot better than what I have to do.
Yeah, you work, where do you work at? The brake factory? Where do you work at, buddy?
Don't worry about that.
Okay, whatever. All right.
He just called to play around.
Uh-huh.
He's playing with me.
I'll play with you, you know what? I'm going to free Dwight. Dwight, get him.
Hey, you doing, you son of a bitch? You want to talk to my buddy like that? You keep it up, I'm going to take this dog out to the fucking shed here. I'm going to show him what it's like to get some Dwight meat.
Oh, that's fine, too, bro.
I'm going to put some Dwight meat all up in that dog.
You boys and shit, it don't matter to me, buddy.
Yeah, you want some pictures? I'll take some video and I'll fucking send it to you.
Send it.
Send it on over, get your fucking wife or mother, whichever it is, all wet and shit.
I like you.
You like what?
A bunch of whores want to talk shit.
I'm going to come over there. I'm going to show your fucking mother what it's like to have a good time.
Yeah, okay. Well, bring your little funk ass home.
I'm going to give her all 4 inches of hard dick I got.
Well, that's probably what it is. It don't matter to me.
Don't matter. She'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
What? Then you're going to see him make you sit down and fucking watch it.
Does Queenie like peanut butter?
Man, y'all are fucked up.
We're doing a lot of, like, drugs, heroin and stuff.
Sure you are.
Popper. I'm going to microchip fucking Queenie. That just proves that's our fucking dog now.
Yeah, we're doing poppers.
Mm-hmm. Well, it don't matter.
Let me talk to your mom.
Got it.
Let's talk to that bitch mom of yours.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck her. I'm going to be your fucking daddy in a week.
Talk to your fucking stupid.
I like how you do this. You think it fucking bothers me, but it don't. Stay on here 30 more fucking seconds, buddy.
Are you going to trace us?
Don't worry about it. Just sit here on this fucking phone with me, whore, and I'll show you.
All right,
I got to trace Buster, motherfucker.
You can trace me too, buddy. Or all trace right. Bust me, whatever you want to fucking do. I already know where you at. It don't matter to me.
This is an educated motherfucker. He must have went to Phoenix University.
Telephone tough guy is going to trace us. Yeah.
No, it's better than that.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
shit.
Soft.
He's driving a truck right up our ass right now. He gets down like that. He's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell every time this guy gets fucked in the ass, some whistle out of nowhere blows.
Yeah. So, hey, did you know about the heartbleed bug that they found in open SSL? They found a flaw in OpenSSL. It's like a lot of websites use it as their encryption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was actually like a bug in it, and like people's usernames, passwords, and data was all being leaked out for years.
Yeah,
I was using it like on my router here to SSL to shell into my router from work. Man, it's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who knows? People were seeing the, like, traffic. Because, like, what I would do at work, they had, like, Facebook blocked. So I would open a PuTTY client, and I would shell into my router at home, and then I would surf.
They're whores, and they don't have
it. What? I would surf using Firefox with an extension in it that would use that secure connection through the point-to-point, the P2P tunnel.
Yeah, don't interrupt him, motherfucker. He's telling the truth.
But you got to make sure that you also set up your DNS to use that, because if not, they know exactly where you're going because you're doing DNS queries on your local network. Yeah, totally. I learned. Enigma taught me that. He passed the CCNA this week. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, yeah, dude, change your passwords. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's it.
right, dude. Yeah.
Much love to your mother.
I command you to hang up the phone.
Right.
Yep.
It's all right, bud.
All right, I'll keep you on, motherfucker. Has it been 30 seconds yet?
Oh, it's been 30 seconds, yeah.
So, is the shit on? Did we done goofed? Well, what's supposed to happen after 30 seconds? I don't understand.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't understand. You should. Thank you.
I think he was finishing fingering his asshole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your mom doing over there? Is she touching herself?
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to cook me some fucking pancakes?
Is she part... Is your mom over there parting the hairs?
Oh, yeah. Open that one!
Open up, mom. Her
fucking pubic hairs.
Hello?
Well, y'all got nothing else better to do.
I actually got to get to sleep. It's midnight, and I really am tired. And I got to work. I
got to
work.
You got all that attorney shit to do, right?
Yeah, I got real work to do tomorrow, yeah. So I was already going to end the show.
Oh, mom. Who wouldn't be talking this shit? Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, man, I'm sorry to get... I don't have your dog. I don't know anything about the dog. It was just fun.
It was fun for me, too.
You're not mad, are you?
No, never was.
Oh,
you don't need to talk crazy that shit to my mother.
Oh, no, that's... I was just joking, and I tell her I'm sorry. Then, you know, I had a mother, too.
We were just trying to get you angry. We weren't trying to...
Yeah. You ain't getting me angry, brother.
I'm sure you were trying to get
me angry. I know all about this shit. It's parents' bullshit. Yeah. I already know.
Yeah, your mom
is... man, brother.
Your mom is probably a saint. I'm sorry.
She could be, but I doubt it.
Your mom isn't a saint?
No.
Okay. Great. So she's a dirty whore. Okay.
Got that, too.
Okay. So now what is she? Mama. What is she then, stupid? You're really dense, aren't you?
Hey, you are, too.
Okay. So do you work at a brake factory, or what do you do?
Ty works in the coal mines.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Well, I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah. Sorry to bother your mom. She sounds like a sweet lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we don't have... I hope you find doggies. What is it? Britches, candy britches, and who?
Little bitches.
Little bitches? Yeah, I hope
you tell Tuck we said hi.
Yeah. Do you know Tucker Mike? That's who I am. My name's Tucker Mike. Mike Tucker? Mm-hmm. Yeah, my name's Mike Tucker. I live here in Tennessee.
I'm sure you do, in Knoxville.
Yeah. So, Mike Tucker.
You didn't have to lie. I mean, damn, dude, you think I'm five?
Yeah, I know. I'm an artist. I draw comic books. I have a problem with, like, the boobs. They don't ever come out right. But I do that, and I know Muck Sticky, he's a rapper.
Who?
Muck Sticky, you ever heard of him?
No.
Yeah,
all that low shit.
Yeah, well, he's a rapper out of Memphis or something. So, yeah. All right, motherfucker. Yeah.
All right, motherfucker.
All right, so you know who I am now.
Yeah, I guess. That's a fake name, too, as usual.
No, Mike Tucker is my name.
Well, whatever, it don't matter. I don't really give a shit. If you want to lie and tell me you got my dogs, or if you don't want to got my dog, or whatever the fuck, you know, it don't matter, but you don't have to call here and lie.
You're right.
Act crazy.
You're right. There was no need for that, and I'm very sorry. I'm really sorry. And what? I will make it up to you. I'm imploring all the people who are listening right now that if you know any information of these two dogs, please contact this gentleman and let him know that if you have any information that could lead to the successful recovery of their bodies, please let us know.
It's great. They got me on air. I usually something else.
Okay. Really, I really got to get this. I usually go on for another hour, but I'm tired tonight.
All right.
Well,
have fun fingering your friend or whatever you do.
He parts his asshole cheeks and I just go right in there and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. You lube it, don't you?
I was spit.
Astro jet, baby.
Spit, man. That's all I need. All right. See you later, buddy. Bye.
All right.
This is a good sport, huh? Yeah. 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 No, seriously, I got to work tomorrow. And if it wasn't that I stayed up to listen to Turbo last night, I wouldn't be so tired right now and I would keep going. But I didn't take a break. I was going to take a break at 11:30, and I did it in lieu of keeping going.
Did you, before you go, did you happen to hear that prank that Turbo did over in New Zealand with the, I think it was some type of mental health place?
I think so.
Where he was pretending to be a kid. He's like, Daddy, I need more cocaine and shit like that.
Vaguely. I remember the talking. I remember it was keeping me up. I was trying to fall asleep and it was waking my ass up.
Well, he had me pretend to be his dad, and I'm like, I gotta get him some help. He's trying to fuck his sister. He said his sister smells like turkey on rye or some shit like that. And the lady's like, oh, that's very disturbing.
Ew. Gross, man. Anyway, well, that's funny. We always have a good time. Any night that Turbo's on, he does a good job. Any of the hosts here do a good job. Oh, yeah, from what I understand, I don't know if you were privy to this information. I think Jayad's going to be back tomorrow. He kind of confirmed it with me today. He had a plan. He had a phone bomb. He's trying to plan a phone
bomb. He sent me something, too, confirming he was going to be here.
Yeah, he's got some kind of phone mob thing going on. He sent me a YouTube link. I didn't get to see it yet, but I'm looking forward to that.
I watched, like, 30 seconds of it, and I didn't get it.
Okay. All right, I'll try to watch it. Yeah, all right, Ken, I'm going to let you go so Milkman can do his outro. Thanks for being on. See you later, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Penis.
All right, Milkman. Again, I'm sorry. I'm cutting it like an hour short, but no break, and I did start right on time. So.
It's all right now, man. Hey, we did good, man. We covered a lot of ground,
actually. Yep. Take us out of here,
man.
Yeah,
pretty call. We met a lot of call requests out there. We got a lot of people in the chat room who seemed very pleased. So if you didn't get to the chat room, definitely come by the chat room here. Yeah. We got a very nice chat room here, Prank Call Nation. I'd like to thank everybody that stopped by, all our friends over there in the mouth. Thank you so much, our great friends. And always, all fist held high for our numbers, Hitman. That's right, the lonesome loser. Thank you so much, sir. I'd like to thank everybody that stopped in. I'd like to thank our guest caller, Mr. Ken, and everybody else that didn't make it. Thank you as well. And I'd like to thank all of our friends, especially you. That's right, our listeners. We do this every week, the most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. We dropped a dime, we just asked that you give us the time and bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy, because they're always welcome right here in the madhouse. Hermanito, Bellissimo, the madhouse, my brother, man, the master of the call, man. Thank you so much, brother, man. Much peace and love.
All right, asshole. Thank you, Milkman, for regaling me with your presence today. I'm glad that we are still getting along. Awesome. Again, I did do it. Another good thing about doing shorter shows is that they're much easier for me to edit. Uh-huh. But I will be on next Wednesday in the afternoon, and I will also be on next Thursday night. I will try to go the full 3 hours. I will get my rest. I will not listen to Turbo. I will listen to him recorded the next day on the mixer showreel at work. There you go. That's what I should have done. I wasn't responsible last night, and now you guys are suffering because of it. But it is what it is.
Hermano, you just want to have some fun, man. You got caught up in the fun of the moment.
Yeah. All right, I'm out of here. See you later, Milkman. I'll talk to you tomorrow or something.
Right. Peace, man.
Bye, Milkman.
We love you.
Bye.
Hey.
Kicking ass and asking questions later. Oh, yeah. Don't get stoked, bloke. And I'm out.